Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome live from Chicago. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, and welcome to the Sports Doctor. All things sports, medicine, fitness, wellness, brought to you by Global Schoolwear. Stylish school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine. And UK Health Radio. A couple of great topics, sports hypnosis, maybe some MC humor. Supposed to be a great doubleheader live from Australia with one of our favorite guests, Sue Williams. And in live radio, sometimes there's a problem, and right now we're having one. She is the founder and CEO of Sports Hypnotherapy, holistic health advocate. She's also an animal psychic and helps me with my cat, Pip, getting her to not be as neurotic. Anyway, she's hopefully returning. She will interrupt us if we can get her back, along with John D. DeMonico. He's an award-winning MC, a host and comedian, speaking on so many different topics in so many different areas. This guy's a Hall of Famer. And then the sports doctor's in. Again, we wanted to talk, and we'll talk, about the topic of sports hypnotherapy, hypnosis. Everybody knows how often we talk about the mental game on the Sports Doctor, and we want to do that again to start off the show. It's an interesting story. The first professional athlete that I put orthotics in his spikes, White Sox slugger, Yankee hitter, Eric Soderholm, and we were then talking about the importance of that whole story of foot mechanics and the use of orthotics and some of the different points involving both mental and physical training. The reason I bring Eric up is back then in 1977-78, he had a sports hypnotist, and he was considered to be some sort of nut, some sort of crackpot when it came to the mental side of even professional sports. And now, over that past, how many years is that, give or take? Really? This has become a very big deal. This has become a key part of what any sports team, from the best in the world in any sport, to the whole world of youth sports, involving, again, what we characterize as the mental game. And again, whether we are talking, again, with a hypnosis, sports hypnosis expert, where they're explaining, first of all, the history, thousands of years in the areas, again, of holistic health and the aspect of the area of hypnosis, both self-hypnosis as well as it being administered by that particular expert, again, in trying to take into account this whole area again, of that mental game. One of the contributors to my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, mental training expert, Robert Andrews from the Institute of Sports Performance in Houston, where his whole specialty at this point in time is dealing mentally with post-injury and how important that is as well. He's got a wall of gold medals from the Simone Biles and all those gymnastics teams, where he's talking sports performance and high performance. So again, whether we are dealing with topics like New Year's resolutions or we're talking about topics like high performance, where we have so many different guests. Again, whether they are psychologists, whether they are psychiatrists, another contributor to the book, Dr. Denise McDermott, an adult and child holistic psychiatrist. She uses drugs when necessary. But 10 years ago, whatever, she was on the show talking about the challenges of social media and that mental side, again, of so many of these different topics. And again, what I usually have been concentrating on, but I'll add it now, evidently we're not going to get Susan, so we will for sure have her back. She's such an important part of our roster, where we have fun comparing our different attitudes and or all these different areas in the mental and the physical game. So we will try to follow through with that. But along those same topics, again, when we're talking about coaching, parents, and the whole world of youth sports. And we're still absolutely looking forward, and we'll bring you up to date again sometime soon with the documentary, the Where Our Children Play, Challenge of Youth Sports, the creator of that whole project, Chesapeake Films, co-founder Joe Franco. And they, as a matter of fact, they are publishing a book. Him and Shailene, who was dealing with the physical side of a lot of the points of the documentary and the importance of how big a deal this is in youth sports, and they are publishing a book for them, which is a terrific discussion of how important and all these different areas that the kids are. Whether we go back to, are they having a good time, enjoying what their activity is? Are they getting along with their teammates? How's it going with the coaches, et cetera? To the tremendous challenge of overuse. One of the reasons we co-authored the book, Hall of Fame volleyballer, Sharkey Zartman, and beach volleyballer, national team player. And the one of the main reasons we co-authored the book was the epidemic of youth overuse injuries and the just too much, too often, too aggressive. And one of the amazing statistics that I included in these various discussions was maybe 20% of the famous Tommy John elbow surgery was being done on teenagers. Whoa! Lou Vickery, a prolific author and who pitched for the Yankees when Whitey Ford was his pitching coach. Right, man. The guy's a 83-year-old doubles tennis champion. And he was talking about, and I would show up once a month for over about 3 years. We called it the Sports Doctor's Inn. Those are the segments I do now with British Columbia's great TV show, Run With It. And we would talk about, again, this down there in the panhandle, baseball year-round. Year-round. And we have a category. We call it repetitive motion injuries. One of the challenges when we're dealing with youngsters specializing very early. I've written about this. One of the chapters, again, in the book is called The Prodigy Sports, because there are, think gymnastics, figure skating, some aspects of dance, tennis, soccer, where youngsters are specializing in one sport very, very early. Nobody in sports medicine recommends this, but it's reality. You watch the Olympics, past Winter Olympics, you're looking at maybe young kids. How long have they been doing what they're doing? Since they're 10, sometimes younger. So we do pay special attention to these kids, even though we don't recommend it. We would like a youngster to use different parts of the body, have different experiences through adolescence. Sometime in adolescence, if they're that talented, we can start specializing. The big topic, again, that we talk about all the time. and all areas of enhancing the mental side. Again, the late, great Jim Vickery, who shared my radio show, then we called it the Sports Doctors, plural, in the 90s. And again, I've quoted him so many times, but he made such a big deal out of various bullet points for sports parents of all ages, of all sports, of all different levels, which was number one, don't be a critic, and number two, be a good listener. You want to know if your young athlete is hurting. You also want to know if they're having a good time, like we said, if they have any kind of relationship with the coach and all of these other kinds of scenarios. One of the startling situations we would see is some of these, and the more talented your son or daughter is, the more the pressures mount. Traveling teams, club teams, this kind of challenge. We're excited. Very recently, a long time athletic trainer, he's been a guest numerous times, Jimmy Spinelli, of Sports Performance Volleyball is back in the Midwest to take over that position again. Jim was must have spent the past 15 years down in Florida working with various U.S. Soccer Association, Bradenton Academy, that's an exciting ad that we'll fill in the blank here with. So many times we'll see. Again, that the areas of the mental training, that again, and back with Dr. Vickery, you can make a huge difference in paying attention to and including the mental side of all of this, whether you're trying to stay on your exercise program, whether you're trying to stay on the diet, or you're trying to continue with that resolution, whatever it happens to be. We all know what a big deal the mental part is. And what we try to do on the Sports Doctor, absolutely, and we'll follow up again, the apologies to Sue Williams and everybody expecting to hear from her, which are a lot of people, that somehow live radio is an adventure, whether it's the different time zone or whatever it is. I think it's, you know, like 7 a.m. or something the following day in Australia. And we've had her on before, so... unfortunately, it didn't work. But again, it gives us an opportunity sometimes where I have to dance on my feet with such an important topic. You know, my young figure skaters 25 years ago did visualization exercises and were including things like mental relaxation, rest and recovery as part of their program. And again, this was, you know, not really paid attention to on all sorts of different levels, including the professional level. And it's interesting how now with this new tremendous attention, I'll talk about it more in the last segment, of the importance of staying active for kids, the area of type 2 juvenile diabetes, which used to be adult onset type 2. And over the past few decades, the teenage population has exploded with, again, childhood obesity, lifestyle situations, the whole cell phone, social media world, doing nothing and falling into the category with the diabetes scourge. And again, the whole awareness of these kinds of problems, education about them, is what the Sports Doctor is all about. So hopefully my MC comedian, John DeDomenico, will be around for our second guest. But again, everybody, it is the Sports Doctor. You want to add a comment? You want to get one of our email return questions? drrwilesportsdoctor@yahoo.com. We'll be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag HeySportsParents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athletes. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents. Everybody, we're back. It's the Sports Doctor. I want to welcome John D. DeMonaco. He's an award-winning MC, host, comedian. His topics are endless on so many different areas. Again, and he tries to be adding some humor to each of them. Hey, John, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Hey, thank you so much, Dr. Bob. I'm so happy to be on.
You know, when you're an MC, you're a host, you speak to audiences, the topics are endless. Sports, athletics, health and wellness has become, especially the health and wellness side, where we have, you know, words like biohacking. Nobody knew what they were 2 years ago. And lifestyle, all these things are such a big deal. And give us some background on yourself and your world.
Well, I am a comedian by trade. I grew up at 5 years old. I was doing impressions. And so my whole thing is, you know,
who are you impressing? Who are your impressions at five?
Well, I'm pretty known for my Trump because I did Trump for 5 years on Conan O'Brien, 3 years on Howard Stern. I've been on Jimmy Kimmel, James Corden, Chelsea Handler. So I was doing Trump way back in 2004 because of The Apprentice. And then he announced in 2015.
Yes. My very closest friend went to New York Military Academy with Trump. He was a year ahead
Get
of him.
Get out of here.
Dr. Jeff Mackler. I'll have to connect you guys. But
oh, I would love that. That'd
so,
be great.
Right, you were doing those impressions and again, continue. So how'd you become then a comedian speaker, stage mover?
Well, you know what it was? You know, as I was doing all of these different comedy clubs and things like that, somebody booked me for a corporate event, a national sales meeting, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, this is so much better. There's more money, and you have an engaged audience, and you're in these fantastic locations. And during
those
times,
you can put together like our friends at That One. And C-Rock, you put together all of these different individuals in so many different areas from podcast. That's another word I used to laugh at 20 years ago, podcasting. Nobody ever heard of it. And it's become
so
big. Yeah,
but it's changed the world in a sense.
Yes.
I mean, the reason you and I know each other is because of Mike C-Rock and that one. And it's amazing because we're at this point in history where people are able to connect who would have never connected before. We're all kind of helping each other.
Yeah, one of the real challenges, of course, one of the real challenges is that it's the Wild West, you know, whether you're talking about any of these new areas and there's so much craziness going on. What are some of the topics that you feature in your MC world?
When I speak on the human voice, because I was in speech therapy for 8 years, 2 times a week for 8 years. I had a severe speech impediment. And those wonderful speech pathologists and speech therapists focused on correcting my speech, throat placement, nasal placement, jaw placement, tongue placement. But what they didn't know at the time.
Yeah,
but what they didn't know at the time was they were giving me a blueprint on how to do more impressions because I was able to isolate all that stuff. But when I do a meeting, I'm the host for an AI meeting. I'm a host for a pharmaceutical company. I'm a host for Mako. I'm sure you've heard of them, or Meineke, or Panera, all these different companies. So I get to learn about, number one, franchising, but I also learn about all the different specific areas. But when I speak, I'm
and
speaking
it, you know,
about
what's interesting,
how...
John, you know, what's interesting is, again, the topic, you know, I had from the Netherlands a few months ago, a Taoist therapist who was talking about 2,500-year-old rules like simplicity and compassion that was important today in the locker room or no locker room or business world as it was, you know, thousands of years ago. And it's just it's amazing. I call it all the mental game, again, where you're talking, whether it's the businesses, the franchises, the superstars, and their families, the coaches, where it's become such a big deal. As far as being able to be successful in any area. And there's so much pressure in so many areas. Now, that's before we were mentioning
the
politics.
It's all sales. Hit the metrics, hit the numbers,
And, you know, when
but
you're
you
talking about relationships, right? And what other kind of impressions do you do?
I do Austin Powers, baby, And of course, Dr. Phil is very popular. And then there's Guy Fieri, baby, love, peace, and taco grease. I'm driving the bus to Flavortown, baby. So, and I do full makeup. So that's my whole shtick. I'll do full makeup for Trump, full makeup for Austin Powers, makeup and wardrobe. And I do Jay Leno. I have a prosthetic chin. When I'm not hosting as myself, but you just mentioned something really interesting. I know that you're probably aware of the whole movement that's been happening and how those thousands of year old philosophies are coming back into business and how to be a little more focused and how to deal with all these stressors.
Yes,
so
I have. I have featured these. Now, it's an interesting story that goes with it, John, because when I featured this East West holistic for I'm doing 45 years already on live radio, give or take a few weeks.
Wow.
And back then, of course, one of the terms was alternative medicine. You or me.
Right.
This or that. Over the years, and not a relative, but a namesake, the famous Dr. Andrew Weil helped initiate the complementary word, where now no one's aggravated, and a lot of these situations, even the spirituality became a big deal in sports medicine, and as even though organized religion sometimes was more of a hassle than any other situation, but spirituality nobody would argue about, and it became a very hot and important topic regardless of what group that you were speaking with. And of course, now where you have gambling and you have pay for play and who, good luck to us with some of that stuff when it comes to these areas in sports, when you might be talking to teams or leagues or organizations or communities where fitness is, fitness and wellness is a, knock on wood, it's a big topic. Although
it's a big topic, and you know, it's amazing that people have so much more information now, and so many more people were focused on that. You know, I'm 63, and when I was a kid, every adult, and now it's very rare, not that it has been wiped out, but it's certainly a hell of a lot less, and certainly athletes don't smoke anymore. I'd say the overwhelming majority, and people are eating better and looking to feeling better.
Yes, but
the reason
I am so involved in the world of type 2 juvenile diabetes and the importance of exercise is the fact that every expert I talk to, at best, we're treading water. The type 2 juvenile diabetes didn't exist decades ago. It was adult onset. So the idea of this lack of activity, I call it in many ways the new medicine, if you have your pencil out, John. And number one is get smarter, that we could talk all day about that. And number two is keep moving. We could also talk all day about that, whatever you wanted to be doing. But number three, trying to reduce stress, paying attention to the mental game, is that other, you know, important part, which again, now, even though it seems that there's so much more attention to lifestyle medicine and the responsibility, you know, our healthcare system stinks in a lot of ways. Emergency, we're the best. But when it comes to all these other
things. Yeah, for a bullet wound, we're top notch for a bullet wound.
How do people find out about you and your work and your speaking? Where do they go, John?
Just go to thejohnnydshow.com. That's J-O-H-N-N-Y-D. So thejohnnydshow.com. All of my videos are there. That'll direct you to TikTok. I've got 6 million followers there. I've got 114,000 on YouTube.
Boy, I hope you share our I hope you're sharing our show with all 6 million of them, John.
Oh, yeah. What you know,
I'm going to check up. I'm going to check up on you. You know? The idea of the, again, there's so much stress in so many areas. There's so much misinformation in, again, where, and who knows what AI is going to do when you don't even know who you're believing and who you're not. And,
that's such a great point.
One of the key contributors to my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, and the sequel is going to be called hashtag Hey Sports Grandparents, like me. She would talk about 10, 15 years ago, where we are in a problem when it comes to social media and these kids and the whole effect it's going to have in so many areas of health and wellness. And of course, you know, we've been blindsided with all of this, so much information in so many ways. And now all of a sudden your inability to trust who you're listening to and who you're not. And this is one of the areas that the good side of podcasting, where you couldn't, nobody knew how to spell podcasting 10, 15 years ago. The good news is there's a lot of tremendous attention that what used to be figured to be all junk. So all of a sudden now being, this is including a lot of serious stuff. And if you need an example, go to the sports doctor.
But the good thing about you is you're a trusted voice. You've been doing this for many years. People know to come to you because you've proven yourself out. It's a lot of these other people who make it
look like. Well, that's the Wild West. You know, when it's funny, when we're talking again, nutrition or whatever, you supplements, you know, one of the newest groups that's very exciting, it's called Sports Pharmacy. I first had Jessica, she was a weightlifter. A couple of years ago, Sports Pharmacy wasn't even a term that was being used.
But I've never even heard it. Good Lord.
Yes. Now it's becoming more and more, again, you know, are you on the right hormones? You know, what about all this? What about the supplements? What about CBD? Especially, I never had a professional athlete over the decades who didn't include quote-unquote medical marijuana, whether it was to relax, whether it was a pain. Yet if they got caught, they'd get thrown out of the league. Instead, they were put on opioids, you know, 25 years ago. So the whole thing was cockeyed. And now we've got these challenges in the world of concussions. And such tremendous concern about some of these other different things. So there's a lot of great stuff going on. But again, the Wild West of everybody's got a either a sports medicine shingle or a coaching shingle. You know, if you use the word coach, John, 5-10 years ago, you thought of, hey, the football basketball coach.
Yeah, exactly. Now everybody's a coach.
Everywhere you look is a mental this and that and the other. And this is why people need to be, number one, aware of whoever it is and what the topic happens to be. And they need to be educated so that they know who they're listening to or what they're listening to. Because, again, you know, there's so many different concerns And we have a lot of experts on in the world of addiction, as well as in the world of high performance. Again, we were talking about, you know, you want to be a step or two quicker. Now, fall prevention is such a huge topic with seniors and super seniors. So the,
because if you break your hip, you're kind of like, it's not a game ender, but it really messes everything up.
It's also a game ender. It also,
is
included.
I didn't
want to
go out on that limb. I'm not a doctor.
Yes. And, you know, one of the exciting things, the idea, the stigma of all these mental things, when Simone Biles in gymnastics, when Michael Phelps in swimming came out with the fact that, you know, we've had challenges, you know, we've had problems. This was a tremendous positive. As the stigma, you know, my colleague, Dr. Jim Vickery, who was he called himself a performance enhancement consultant. The word psychology scared parents. And the idea of how important, we're going to talk more about that in our next segment here with our MC, our Hall of Famer over here. Maybe we'll do another couple of impressions. John DeMonico, it's the sports doctor, everybody. We'll be right back. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago, the sports doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We're having a great conversation with Hall of Fame MC, award-winning I won't call him a ventriloquist, comedian, and host in the world of business. And we've been talking about what a big deal the whole mental side of everything is. Again, whether it's the best athletes in the world or their grandmothers, or it's you trying to keep up your, let alone if you're jumping on a pickleball court, which we had to write about because everybody was getting
everyone's
injured.
Everyone's doing pickleball.
Yes. Well, the article I wrote, it was in 2020. With Lower Extremity Review Magazine, John, and it was called Pickleball is Physical. And like I've been telling you in the first segment, no one knew how to spell pickleball back then. You know, if you were whacking a ball around in racquetball or tennis, usually you had been playing for years, and you know the kind of shape you got to be in to change direction, move around. And pickleball became something that a guy 65 years old saying, hey, I'm going to join, you know, and all of a sudden everybody was getting hurt. So sometimes we need some good sense, maybe even a good sense of humor, when we're talking
so
about whatever the topic
is. So important.
Do you mix in your comedian world? I'm sure you do. Whatever you're talking about or whoever you're talking to, I try to do it on the radio, but do you find yourself, you know, absolutely including a couple of, senses of humor, hopefully?
Oh, yeah. I always try to drop in some impressions, keep people engaged, you know, throwing a little Ozzy Osbourne, you know, shut up!
Yes. Did you do, you know, you don't know what the truth is. You do Jack
Nicholson? Oh, yeah. I love Al Pacino. You know, I love the way he talks, that whole thing. You're out of order. You're out of order. And, of course, I think you just mentioned Jack Nicholson with You Can't Handle the Truth. I love that. Everyone loves
that.
Yes,
and who was when Harry met Sally? What's his name?
Yes.
Yeah.
Billy Crystal was an amazing impressionist.
Yes, another. And who was the other famous guy over all those? I can't remember his name, the famous guy who did all those Saul. No, I probably got it wrong. In that. So who was your famous? Wow, you had all the late night guys.
I got to tell you, when I was a kid, it was John Biner. I used to watch Ed Sullivan. I'm obviously dating myself, but I would watch Ed Sullivan, and John Biner would do Ed Sullivan. Now, right here on our show, the fabulous Garbaccio brothers.
It's
was
the
only
Beatles.
5 years old. And yeah, the Beatles.
The Beatles.
And I would watch Ed Sullivan introduce John Biner, and then John Biner would do Ed Sullivan, and I was blown away. I couldn't believe that somebody could manipulate their voice to sound like somebody else. And that's what got me into doing impressions. And that's what I've been doing pretty much my entire life is voice work and voiceovers and impressions and learning all the different impressions. And it doesn't matter if it's Dr. Evil or, you know, like I did before with Trump. There's so many people, so many tremendous people. You can always
call me from China. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My grandson used to do a great China, as I
China. Well, that's the thing about the Chinese people. They make all this stuff in China. I have
what
a
are
joke,
some of the
things?
Yes, and some of the different areas. So, who in the world of some of these late night hosts? Who were some of your faves?
Well, I
guessed it on their show.
The guy when I was a kid. His name was David Fry, and he did all political stuff. He's not that well-known, but he was an incredible impressionist and comedian. But late night, it was Carson. I grew up watching Johnny Carson, and I was just so amazed. He was so good, and he got great interviews out of people. And now we have so many other, late night folks. I worked on Colbert. I did a voiceover for that. I've been on Kimmel about 6 or 7 times. There's a lot
now,
of
what's
late
also
night
interesting,
talent out there.
You know, what's also interesting, again, where we've had autism experts, all sorts of different expertise and some of the different problems and situations regarding speech and speech therapy.
Yeah.
You know, you can be
talking
about our former president, Joe Biden, who talked about his whole history and those challenges of being
able
to overcome
it. Yeah, he was a stutter. Yeah, he stuttered.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, come on,
and
man. I also do
that's
Joe
a big
Biden
deal when you talk about that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Because, oh, come on, man. What are you talking about? That's a bunch of malarkey. Yeah, I was a sarsaparilla. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But the importance of the fact of that, again, whether it is, again, people who do voiceover, my commercials, I have the sponsors write it, but I do the voiceover. But that area voiceover, is a big one. It always has been, isn't it?
Yeah. And you know, when I speak about the human voice, and I speak about the fact that that your voice is your identity. It is who you are. And the average person only uses 38% of their vocal range and capacity. So they're leaving a lot of money on the table because your voice is what you influence with, it's what you connect with, it's what you relate with, and it's what you persuade with. And
isn't it true? Am I the only one? I used to say, I can't stand listening to my voice. And people would say, boy, you got a great voice. And I would say, I can't stand it. Is that common? With people with,
that's extremely common. It's the first question I ask when I start speaking. And there's a reason for that. The human head lowers your voice, right? So to yourself, your voice sounds deeper. And secondly, there's a neurological thing where your voice is blocked out. That's called dimming. And when you hear your voice, it is so unusual to you because if you heard your voice every day when you spoke, you'd drive yourself crazy. So one of the things I talk about is bridging that gap between hearing your voice and loving your voice. That way you can make the changes to your voice to make it deeper, more resonant, and speak with more clarity. Because if you can't hear your voice, you can't change your voice.
Do you find that, again, whether it's speech therapy on the left or it's just good advice for parents, for example, in learning to pay particular attention to how they might be speaking with or interacting with kids, I would imagine that's another area that that makes sense medically.
Well, yeah, because, you know, here's the thing. People always say to me, God, I wish I could do impressions. I say, you are. You're doing an impression of your parents, your brothers, your sisters, whoever you're around the most. You inculcate the way they speak. So if I took you as a baby and flew you to London, you'd have a British accent. You wouldn't have a Long Island accent. So it's the people that are around you that form the way you speak, and your brain is functioning in the background, and it's adopting like the Northeast nasality, because I'm from Philly and I lived in New York. So your brain is doing all of this work that you're not even aware of.
Yeah, and that's why when you I always found it, John, so challenging to speak with another dialect, but I knew the time would fly with you. Give us again where people could find out about you and get a few laughs or information.
TheJohnnyDShow.com. That's the JOHNNYD show.com. And I do the characters there, speak there, my MC works there, everything's right there, and that'll take you to all my other social media.
Fantastic, man. You're part of our roster, man, over the years.
Yes,
baby. Hold on, buddy. Hold on. We'll be right back, everybody, with the Sports Doctors In segment.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's the Sports Doctors In segment where we preview some upcoming guests and topics. We add a little Dr. Bob wisdom. Maybe we get an opportunity to answer a few emails. I'm just going to just add right on to that last commercial, man, with Dr. Bob. Many parents, coaches, individuals, athletes will ask, do my kids need orthotics? And I tell them, let's talk about whether they benefit. And when done properly, almost always there's big benefit. We got some of our fave guests coming up. Rick Baba, he is the guru of the baby boomers. Is Today's Senior magazine. Many of my previous guests have been through his world on brain health, on all sorts of different senior concerns, like my pickleball article. Rick is one of our great supporters. We're going to look forward to him joining me. And then Shandina Khan. She is a expert in the world of concussions at various levels, brain health, the juvenile concussions, the whole challenge of identification, education. Everybody who listens to the sports doctor knows how much attention I have paid with experts from all over the world involving concussion. Kathleen Snedeker with Pink Concussions, Hyperbaric Oxygen, the world of working with our wounded with Hillary Loftus, the Mark Parkman Foundation. So all areas of concussion care, concussion awareness are a big deal. We're looking forward to her chiming in. Then podiatrist, podiatric physician, Dr. Carly Richards will be joining us. So many different things she's doing in the area of the role of the foot in sports, challenges of women's shoes, et cetera, et cetera. And then Kelly Bratlin, she is involved in the business side of Think Plus Energy. Those who have listened recently to the sports doctor know we've been paying big attention to this Think Energy group and their attention to clean energy, clean environment, and the whole importance and how this relates to the health and wellness area. And Kelly is going to be one of the experts on talking about the multi-level marketing side, the business side, opportunity side. It's become, gosh, what a history that has. So we're looking forward to her joining us. Some Dr. Bob wisdom, two words, intelligent rest. I've been talking about writing about that forever, and it means different things at different times to different individuals. In English, though, it is being smart. If you've got a history of trouble with injuries and you are contemplating how fast you can return, how aggressive you could be, intelligent rest. Whether you're the parent of a youngster who's dealing with a post-injury, same challenge, the more talented your son or daughter is, the more challenge of, what do you mean you're still injured? What do you mean we got more physical therapy? All these kinds of challenges become so important. If you are a weekend warrior, and again, we're talking about runners have been famous for this, overdoing it too much. I call it the terrible twos. You're doing too much. You're doing it too soon. You're too aggressive, etc. So intelligent rest many times, again, could be post-op, could be post-injury. I mentioned earlier in the show with one of our favorite guests, Robert Andrews, and his specialty as a mental trainer is the post-injury mental side. An athlete who might have their career going by their vision. Oh, will I ever get back? Oh, my gosh, it's a year off. It's, oh, man, a torn Achilles tendon. Year rehab. These kinds of challenges are a big deal. I want to let people know again if they go to thesportsdoctorradio.com. That's my website. They could find out about some of the different things, areas, and histories we've been involved with. Again, whether it's aspects, examples from the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, whether it's the journey story of the induction into the National Fitness Hall of Fame in 2018, whether it's 45 years, give or take a few weeks on the radio. Ha! Great information. We're going to add more of our previous articles. Again, I just want to bring up to date the fact that the juvenile type 2 diabetes and the attention we are getting everybody on board. When I was first exposed to Dr. Larry Rubin, which almost 15 years ago, he founded LEAP, Alliance Lower Extremity Amputation Prevention, these diabetes-related amputations that he claimed were 80% preventable. If foot screening was a big deal, if much more attention was paid to prevention, and let alone the side of the explosion of teenagers and adolescents with diabetes and pre-diabetes. Adult onset type 2 and type 1 diabetes, we're born with insulin required, different animal. Type 2 used to be adult onset. It was a lifestyle situation. Obesity, nutrition, fast food, not healthy, diabetes. Over the past couple of decades, the actual explosion of teenagers was a shocker. In today's world, teenagers who play sports is a very, very small percentage. Our goal, that physical activity, nutritional information, is a part of growing up, and that these kids are active. There's a million choices. You want to pay attention. Again, you want to go to thesportsdoctorradio.com. If you have a question you'd like us to add when we fit in emails, then you could drrwildsportsdoctor@yahoo.com. We will get to Williamson Sports Hypnotherapy back. The Adventure of Live Radio. Thanks, everybody. See you next week. The Sports Doctor.